I want to hear from you at 317-239-1009 about things your coworkers do that just annoy the crap out of you. I didn't realize this until yesterday, just talking after the show, we're about to leave, and I'm, you know, picking up my work area. We just got our little spots here in the studio. Alex has got her spot with cranberry juice and peanut M&Ms, like a king size. What size is this? This is...
Family size,
all for me.
Where's your family?
I don't have
where's
one. Your family? I'm eating
you're
them
the
right
only
now.
One eating it. There's no family around you.
So she's right. Got that area. I got mine with like my coffee, my oatmeal I already ate, and my apple. And I've got I got some of these things over here. I got some paper. Now, what I do every time I'm done with the story, like I do the dummy of the day early in the morning. As soon as I'm done with the dummy of the day, I hit the button and then I go. And I just crinkle it up and I put it in a pile. And then I got done earlier with Joe's Need to Know News.
Ugh.
And then when we're all done with the day, you know, we're about to leave the office or something like that, and I got all my work boring stuff done behind the scenes, I take the show rundown, the things we're doing, and it's just a big thing of... And just out of nowhere, I was unsolicited. What did you say to me yesterday? You're like, that annoys the hell out of me?
Yeah. Pretty much. I've held it in for a year now, and I couldn't take it anymore. I said, when you do that stupid paper crumpling, it is my number one pet peeve about you. I cannot stand it. It's like nails on a chalkboard. And the worst part, like, I don't understand. A normal person, like, you're done with the piece of paper, great. Then you just set it there until you go get up and throw it away in the trash can, and then you just throw it away. I don't crumple all my crap. And then the worst part is when you just throw it in the room. The worst, most annoying part is he crumples it, and then he just tosses it. There's not a trash can in the studio because our boss is super anal about having a trash can in here, so he won't let us. So we have to get up out of the studio, which is another thing that annoys me, to throw paper away. So instead of just waiting to the end of the show, he just throws it on the floor. And I cannot stand it, and the noise is annoying, and everything about it is just so annoying to me. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
Let me just give this one last piece real quick. Sorry.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. There's like 10 other things that annoy me about you, but that's the number one.
No, coming in at number one.
The Joe Annoys Alex countdown.
I think we all have things that like we do. In 317-239-1009, I want to hear from you, though, things that your coworkers do that just annoy the crap out of you. Does producer MYK do anything that annoys you?
No.
Nothing.
Not one thing.
You can say it.
I really don't have anything.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I know. One thing. Whenever he has a monster drink in the studio, I cannot stand that because I hate the smell of energy drinks. That's it.
Oh, yeah. The smell of energy drinks. So if I pop a Red Bull or a monster in the corner,
morning,
she could smell it like a mile away.
And I'm gagging. Yeah. Like, I'm not making it up. Like, I gag. Like, something about the smell of energy drinks smells so disgusting to me. I can't stand it.
Now, you said you have more than one with me then? But like hardly anything for him? What are mine about then? Paper and what else?
Paper. I think it's annoying in general that you have to have everything printed out. Like, just look at your computer, your phone, and read it off of there. I don't know why you have to print everything.
Because I don't have a computer screen in front of me with all the information.
You can turn your mic with your body and then look at your computer screen.
So you want me to?
I never printed anything out. When in all my years in radio, like when I did a midday show and I was on by myself, I was like, apart from the morning show that I was on before, like I just read everything off the computer and I would turn my body and my mic. I don't know. It's just not that hard for me.
Okay. I think we're in two different spots though, like, because I have to run the whole ship over here and do that. But that, okay, what else?
I don't know.
You said you had like a whole list. I want to hear it.
I just like can't think of it right now.
What's a little one?
A little one? Nothing is little when it comes to Joe.
That's right, ladies. Nothing.
I mean, what do I do that annoys
you? Yeah, let's go the other way.
Oh, I know what's annoying is that out of all four members of the show, including you, all three of us freeze to death in the studio because you, the only one person, like it to be so cold in here.
I don't make it cold. I just keep it at like 74 or 5.
The thing is about the thermostat in the studio is it's not accurate. My apartment is on 70 degrees, but here it's got to be on between 75 and 80 for me to be comfortable because this is like, it's like a jacked up thermometer. So even though it says it's on 75 or 80, it feels more like 70. You look at the number and think it's literal, but it's not a literal thermometer because there's no way I would be comfortable at 80 degrees, but in here I am.
I like when I walk out of the room too, like they change the thermostat, like I don't notice it. So as soon as I come back in, that thing is killed. And I turn
we
it
all
down,
are dying.
And I turn it 1 degree lower. Producer MYK.
Well, we're all miserable and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Do I do anything that like is like kind of like Alex can't stand the paper? Are you just like, ugh?
I don't know. Yeah, I got to think about that for a minute.
I think for Alex, like, there's a bunch of stuff because we're total opposites. But the thing gets me, whether it's food or it's makeup, is like that you never clean up your area.
What are you talking about?
It's like a 2-year-old like had a little party over there.
I pick up throw all my trash away at the end of the show every day.
Oh, I just thought, yeah, like maybe like that when you had the tuna for breakfast a few times. Oh, yeah, that was a little potent.
I'll give you tuna. The food. I'll give you tuna. That wasn't. That was a stinky day.
I hate when you burp into the microphone while we're doing the show. That drives me insane, and I think it's gross, and I don't think our listeners like it either.
They don't mind.
They mind.
Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
My name's Shelby.
Do you have a work situation where you got an annoying coworker?
Absolutely. And everybody, it's not just me. It's like everybody in the office, so it's kind of funny, but I can't handle people eating, like hearing the sound of them eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 8 o'clock in the morning, and where you're just getting to the office, you know, and I'm not going to say her name. Let's just call her Mary. Mary's sitting there, and she's chomping on celery at 8 a.m. in the morning, like no peanut butter, just raw celery. And I just look, and everyone's eyes are just like super big in the office. Like everyone's annoyed by it. I'm just like, I can't handle this.
And who eats celery anyway, just plain like that? Like if you're not having buffalo wings or putting peanut butter and raisins on it, why are you eating that?
Well, celery is really good though. Celery is good for you. It's full of water
and it tastes like nothing. So that's already a red flag. She's a crazy person. The fact that she even likes to just snack on celery.
Says the person who's getting diabetes.
On water.
you're getting diabetes as we speak, eating a family-sized thing of peanut M&Ms.
And I love it.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex show, who is this?
This is Aaron.
You got an annoying coworker, or are you the annoying coworker?
I actually have an annoying coworker.
What do they do?
He doesn't actually know how to be humble. He's always flashing his money around, and it's really, really annoying. Nobody in my workplace cares.
You should just talk to him like and look him in the eye like, listen, dude, sit down. Be humble. Okay, that was a bad joke.
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar.
Is that bad? Is that annoying?